some Kut Sadek Vav Sefir Aleph, Shir number 2.
Let's look at our paletas. We saw last time that the Gemara Shabbos went down that a lady's paletas for 3 days, six oinus. So she does Ram, I guess the Gemara is going to be 3 oinus. We might say that's going to Rabbi Shani, means that's going to be six oinus, which is going to be three full days. We also saw Machlokes last time to get how long paletus is, where paletus is in the baila, is dafka the tire, so even the baila. And the Maisa, we said that, we saw the Maisa, Rabbi Shainan, hold not like the Ravid, and the different paletus is being the baila, and being the tire, and being the tire is being the baila. So all comes out of Cheshvan. So, lady, what day is the first day you could do the hefsek tire on your cousin? What should come out? Being that we're saying every Isha, when she sees, she's paletas for 3 full days. And paletas is seiser, the day of the Zayin Nikiyam. It's not seiser 7 days, it's seiser that day, it doesn't work. So if Bichazim, what should come out? When the lady sees, or after Tashmas, like upon him, what's the earliest time you can do after Tashmas? How many days do you have to wait?
4.
You have to be 4. You know, you count the day you're on day 1. You're going to be paletas for another 72 hours, so it's going to be 3 full days later, and then that night you can do it. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait four days. Shmuel Zadeshin came along, and he said that Simon Reish from A. You have to add another day. We have to add another day because maybe it's going to happen Ben Ashmashas. And she's in the Cheshvan, it happens Ben Ashmashas. But some if it Ben Ashmashas is really daytime, so she's counting as day 1. But really, it was at night. And it'll come out that she's starting a day early. So it was like, Mr. Dustin, the minute is always add another day in order to take care of the problem of the Ben Ashmashas, the good problem. I want to in B'negei Pesach Halacha, the Mechaber does not bring down the Trumas Hadesh. Mechaber just says that you just wait 4 days. Mashenkein, the Ramas, passing Trumas Hadesh, you end up waiting 5 days. So let's first start with the Sfarim. B'negei the Sfarim, Etzel Mechaber says you don't have to add another day, just come from Trumas Hadesh and come from the Ramah, and the Mechaber doesn't bring it down. So it says B'negei the Sfarim, what is the Minog copy of the Sfarim? So the Ben Ishchai and other Sfarim should place and bring down, even though Peshas Mara and Peshas the Mechaber. The minute was not to wait an extra day, but he said it changed. And the Svadim started being... What? So the Erlitzian brings down in Hakdoma Techilik Beis Anuf Kimmel. He has a Cheshvan where he's discussing... He brings down Kamim Mokari, he brings from the Ben Ishchai, from the Chesed Avram, Dere Eliezer, Yal Eliezer, different Svadish Apoiskan, which say that the minug is 5 days as opposed to 4 days. So he says, even though B'shas... The Zman and Mechaber, the minhag was to make it 4 days, but changed afterwards, and now the minhag is 5 days. Therefore, let's see, as we have a shkafik shayla, how do we deal with such a thing? Mechaber says 4 days, and that was the minhag which asked the Mechaber, and Maron was the ratio of the Svadim. Now we have a minhag connected that, how do we deal with such a minhag connected das Maron? Does a minhag connected das Mechaber have a toikif, and we go connected das Mechaber, or no? That also brings down from Shai Chesra of Palam Chilik Dalat Simchav, Beit Shemsha, Loi Shemsha. He said also. Yeah, he also brings down there from Chilik Dalat Simchav. I think that's true with the mother in law we once discussed about. But Al Kapanim, So the question now, it's very strong hashkaf issue when you get what? When you get the svarim, minute connected that's a mechaber, how are we gonna deal with it? So it's in over here has an act on the chelik base, and basically comes out says if the minute is not like the mechaber, minute has a very, very strong taikif, and the minute not like the mechaber, don't pull like the mechaber. And therefore he says the svarim also should wait 5 days because the minute is nishtana, the kachu minute, and therefore even the svarim should wait 5 days. Ravadi, on the other hand, he goes always with the mechaber. That was a lot of his shuvas and his whole maracha was to be machzor tradition and to make everything back to svarim and do everything back to mechaber. And last time we made like Ramon a lot of things. That was when it's been maracha, to bring everything back to everything going back to mechaber. And Ravadi says no, we do like the maran, and therefore we wait 4 days as opposed to 5 days. So. Definitely the Hotzian Dekas Svaydim to wait 5 days, and Ravadia Svaydim allow them wait 4 days plus for 5 days.
It's like one like more Chomer than another? Bali Nefesh is
the same as the Hotzian or what do you say? No, the Shivus Svaydim, I mean, okay, I don't know the breakdown of that, but I think the Shivus Svaydim more go with the Hotzian in general. He's a different type of leader, a whole different type of, signon. What do you say? Like, all it seemed was very, can I pause a second? By the Svaydim, we said it to Menachem, some do like 4 days and 5 days. Okay, so let's go on to Shah. Let's say you're in the 4 day mood. You'll like the Minig of the Mechaber, like Ravadia. Or we'll see there are certain scenarios, maybe we will make a 4 days. There are some, we'll discuss in Hemshech. Once in a while, there could be certain chasad chaks or some situations, we'll make a 4 days. So let's say, we cut a shot last time, let's say a lady's flying. She's flying from, and she's losing 6 hours. You fly, America, tired to Seoul, time flies, and you lose 6-7 hours, depending on the time zone, and therefore it's going to be, right? Lose 6 hours, lose 6-7 hours. What? Seven depends on where they switch the clock line. Okay, but it's because you're losing 6 or 7 hours. So now we'll come out. So let's say you have, it's the fourth day. We had 6 full oinus of days, but it can end up being less than 72 hours. So what do we do then?
Other
shots and yud beis
shows. He says 6 times
yud beis shows. Right. So the shach says oinus yud beis shows. Like, I don't know why this... What? Time 6. Right. So now, what? It sounds interesting. Like, why did he tell us? Like, what was he... I don't know. Like... Actually, his mind is supposed to that. Because it's a little bit interesting. Every single time, 3 days, you lose, a couple of minutes, right? A lot of times. You lose 3 minutes.
You're gaining on 1 day.
According to the Rambam, they...
If ski is getting earlier, she is getting... earlier, so you lose 3 minutes, right?
And according to the Rambam,
or give me 3 minutes.
The night gets longer.
Well,
according to the Rambam, they have 3 days.
Say?
So 4 days. That would be the same.
No, but by Sai Tashmish, min before Shkia. I attached a min before Shkia. Now, Shkia got 3 minutes earlier. So now, 72 hours is going to be 2 minutes before Shkia, right?
No. Yeah.
That's what I'm at. Okay. But anyhow, the Shach says it has to be. You're going to have to have 7
according to the Rambam, there's 3 oinus. It's never going to be equal. If it's 6, it's always 3 days. But 3 oinus, it's never going to be equal. Because if it's the sum of the days longer, if it's the winter, the night's longer, it's never going to be the equal hours. Each 3 oinus is always going
right, to be equal. Right, which is still an aura, like how that worked, right? Why should that work scientifically? Like what happens? In the winter, the summer, it goes. It's Masriach differently. I might say what? The whole thing is a chash. Chash plus zero. So I'm going to say, cool. Anyway, Al-Kabon, so Sheva Levi said that it depends. If you're in Sephardi world and you need less than 72 hours, then you're going to have to be Machem. If you're in Ashkenazi world, which anyhow, or the Arlitzian world, which anyhow, you had an extra day, so in that situation, you're not going to have to be Cheshish, and you would not have to worry about that.
What if you fly without
No, what? Because the whole day we're adding extra day.
Wasn't the Shaila only 4 days?
I'm saying if you're in the 5 day, it says it can be Mako, because it might see you have six Oinish Shleimus, less than 72 hours, we add an extra day, so they don't have to worry about it. If you're in the 4-day range, whatever situation will be, whatever situation will be in 4 days, we'll see, like, be a Rishayna, or whatever the situation is going to be, so that's okay, what the situation is going to be. Over there, you're going to have to worry about the 72 hours, and the 72 hours down the mic, so it has to be a problem. Now, what? Because since we added an extra day already, and therefore you're definitely out of, you have six Oinus and you're after 72 hours. When you add, once it's redemption, we added another day to take care of any kashashas or whatever. So if they say nichol on that, you can hear that. Also, that you don't have to add another day, you just you might have six Oinus Shleim. Let's elamai. Okay, now, so why do we add an. We had another day, so it's Dash, and then maybe it will be Benish Mashis, and she's gonna get mixed up between day and night, and therefore that's the reason we had another day. So, please discuss. Let's say nowadays she sees Benish Mashis. You see, 2 minutes after Shki. So, when are we gonna start counting the 5 days? When is day one? Huh? Do you mind if we say it's Benish Mashis already? Therefore, being Benish Mashis, I'm gonna have to go ahead and push it off a day. The flip side would be that no, you can say that the whole reason once we push off already a day because of mistake Benish Mashis, so now that if I'm in Benish Mashis world, so maybe I can go ahead and do Mekel. What do you say? We swear, what's way do you think? What?
That was exactly the zero.
5 days from the next day. What happened? Why am I waiting an extra day? Why am I waiting a day? Because maybe I'll pass me on Venus Mushers. What's the reason why you have to wait an extra day? Because maybe I'll pass Venus Mushers. And I'm going to think that really it was day. And maybe Venus Mushers really is night. So therefore, that's the reason why we had an extra day. So now, if I see Benish Mashis, so now the question is, we already add on an extra day because of the Benish Mashis question. So maybe that takes care of it. What?
Even if it's day,
it's not an extra
day. Now, even if it's night, I have my 72 hours and my 4 days.
Right.
Because we push off a day.
Question
is an American
with
Eretz
Yisrael Jew. So if
he
contends with everything,
Eretz Yisrael,
the
Eretz Yisrael,
not
when
one
Benish Mashis. Let's put it aside a second. So Ramesha in Dalad Yisrael, another place, they all say that being that the whole reason why we're waiting an extra day was because of Benish Mashis, therefore, if you see Benish Mashis, then that could be counted as day one. What? Chof. Dalad Yisrael Chof. That, it's not on Marmakas. What? Dalad Yizayin. So cut them off. He says that being that the whole reason why he pushed off the day was because of Benish Mashis. So therefore, if I see Benish Mashis, that could be considered the push off day, and therefore you do not have to count the extra day in that situation. How long does Moshe want to give you? So Moshe's opinion is he wants to give up to 9 minutes after Shkia. What? 9 minutes. Moshe wants to write. That's because of his charisma. He says, "Kilt." Rabbi Feinstein says till 9 minutes he wants to give you, because he says that it's only been as much as for 9 minutes, like we spoke about Rabbi Feinstein other times, that because that it's only considered been as much as 9 minutes, and therefore he wants to give you only 9 minutes to consider. In Rabbi Moshe's world, that'll be like six. In Rabbi Moshe's world of making this man.
What
would you say in this show? You have to show you'll say six?
Sorry, really? It's because Ramesh wants to say 9 minutes. Which I'm not so sure why he's being machmer so much in 9 minutes. And why would he not be makel and say kozman? There's a moish in the tshuva held that this is written time again. It's a suffix, and it's suffix with time again. He's just making a. According to the Gainim, up to 9 minutes is going to be a suffix. Why would Ramesh not be the Cheshman over here, Rabbi Natan? What's the reason why? Rabbi Yanko, you have an Malach? Why are we not Cheshman over here, Rabbi Natan?
Is it not a suffix?
Yeah. Oh, it's a suffix, I'm saying. The whole thing's a success. So, Machmed, that he said is that, he's only went through 9 minutes, something. Cold man, it's bad, it's a suffix, Ben Ashmash. So, how long is that? 13.5 minutes for sure. We definitely big sitter. Hey, we could go up to 16, 17, maybe Shas Hachak. Once it's 18 already, people are diving higher already, right? So it's hard to say that's considered a suffix. But,
Does
the Mishnah
swear
we're both
not sure when
it's sold? Yeah, so the Mishnah wants to say, stomach case. Let's say Lay's not sure. He doesn't remember when it's sold. Doesn't remember. Before Shkia, after Shkia, was busy, as hectic, she wasn't paying attention. When did you come Osir? A lot of times it's not clear when you come Osir, right? You start staining, it gets heavier, and it was Mutu, it was Osir, you don't know what's going on. So, what's going to be left in that case, also? There are also the places in Yisrael, same thing. Being that the whole thing is, we had an extra day mitam suffix, because maybe you make a mistake. So, if there is some, a real suffix over here, she's not sure when she saw it, then also you could make one say that.
She knew she saw it around the time.
She knows she saw her around the time, right? And she's just not sure exactly when it started. Or a lot of times it starts slowly, gets a little bit heavier, and gets a little heavier. And she doesn't know, Bidiyuk, did she see in the time when it was day or when it was night? She's not sure. So in that type of situation, the whole thing wasn't time suffix, so therefore you're able to go ahead and be make to count it as a Now, the Shemesh makes down even by Loi Shimsha, even though she didn't have any Tashmish, which by Adsem is Loi Shimsha, be Suida Dover, there should be no Kshash. The whole Kshash is a Kshash Peletas. She didn't have Tashmita for 2 weeks, whatever it was. And she came in Nida. Still, you're going to have to wait 5 days. They made a Loi Plug, and even Loi Shimsha, they were going to, even Loi Shimsha is going to be also Atu Shimsha. So, as we see, Stamzai, the Ruach of placing him is to be pretty Machmer over here. It's Loi Shimsha. There is no Kshash at all. Still, Lamaisa, the minig is going to be even like Shimsha, is going to be Asa Atu Shimsha. The Mechaber does not bring it down. It's only the Chumash Mishadashim. The Ramot does bring it down. The Vesasa said, like we said before, Letzion says, the minig now is to be Machmer, like the Exan Shaisha Rapal and others. I said, the minig is to be Machmer, not like Das Moran. Mashenkein, Ravadi says, you know, we go to Mechaber, and it wouldn't be Exer like Shimsha Atu Shimsha by the Smaya. Now, but again, Ashkenazim. The Bach went to say, even though it goes to Lashem's all to Shimsha, he says, Bach costs him nearly Lachal Kashem Balavir. Let's say that was the man in the city. So, with the air, ain't Lachal Kokach. Look at the Bach. You don't have to be so Mach when we have Exer Shimsha to Lashem's in a situation where was, he would have Tashmish. He didn't have Tashmish. Maybe we're doing the Goys. Let's say the husband's not in the city. He's been calling out around. It's like the Bach, we chay gavim after Machva so much, and therefore there's no gzeir loy shimsha. There's shimsha when the husband's not in the city. The Taz and Shachar Chilik, they say that Ishmetei Shuv is Merik, the Merik says Kalina like that, Shosh Lamanei, because the head of Nogalach Mephili in Balabir, there's a Chumra, even though it's not by Balabir, we're going to be Machmer, Miyachlik Alamin. They both say that no, it's clearly the Minig is not like that, but even though it's not Balabir, still we're going to be Machmer. And therefore he says you can't be chilek on the minig, and even though ain't baal beir, the halacha is that you have to be machmer, and it's gezer shimshon al tolo shimshon. Zok the Taz, he has another kula. What would be the kula? The kula is a kala a person needs some chupasa. A kala before a chupa, she comes in nida. If you like chupasa, come shach slayim chashon shala, aim with that is claim to wait. Zev vali shach l'migzol shimshon al tolo shimshon, the leib bar dayin l'chalal tashmish, so Taz says that the Bach's kula of being Mako and Balanapier, so that's clearly not like that. But by a Kali, once he can make it by a Kalo, he could go on to be Mako. Why? Because.
Mako 4 days or
total? Totally. You don't wait the time. Why? Because the whole Yisoy the Dover is a Shash of Peletas, Tashmish. She didn't get to the Matzah of Tashmish. So So therefore, Zaktataz be able to be made go by Haikal. The Sheikh says that it doesn't seem to be the Minhag. He says that. Shach says in Sukkot Chav, the minig is not like that. The minig is that even a kala, he's trying to bring a raya, how shtak or goes l'shimsha. Even a kala is not mishtayek l'chalal to the whole concept of bia. He says that b'yisoy, the minig is to be machmer, and even by a kala you have to wait. It's like the Shach, his opinion on the matter is, even though it's a minig and b'dakal, a minig is saying, even though it's soyed, it's mutav, achim naga b'hissi, to be machmer. He says that if it's end up being a b'shasad chak, yishlat the lakal miyad shetivisak v'tarat tzayinikim. Why? Because if it's end up being a chubas nida because of that, so chubas nida is a very controversial issue, whether chubas nida, the shidas ram is going to be a problem, and we don't like having chubas nida being v'alocha and then for other reasons. So therefore we don't want to have a chubas nida. So therefore he says if it's going to be a chubas nida, you could go ahead and be makel, as opposed to having a chubas nida and pushing off the 5 days. So like a baal nap ir or machmir, if baal nap ir were going to be machmir, like kala, taz would say, can we make it? Shach would say, be sure you have to be machmir, and you should be machmir because in 5 days, but if she comes nida later on, and you end up having a chubas nida, and it's going to help not having a chubas nida, as it works out in the timing, by not waiting 5 days, you're not going to have a chubas nida, then you can be make it. Avada, the Shach would say it would be a problem if it won't help. You know, she came in Nida 6 days before the chasna, so either way, it's a mechubas nida, then it'll say, wait five and seven. So only in the case where it's 9, 10, 11 days before, we should wait the 5 days and turn to chubas nida, and we'll be make in order not to be chubas nida. Not make it be nice. We make all that there shouldn't be a chubas nida. That's the sedid of it. And therefore, the Shach would say, in that situation, he would be able to be make. Well, Dog of Rava is a stuck of time, though, Indian.
Didn't we see before that So if the woman was, if a kala 6 days before a wedding has a brahiyah, why would he still be machmir?
What do you mean by bringing in Mr. Cook? I mean, always? It's always the answer.
Seven and seven.
Right, but what does that have to do with? It says, "Yesh nogim shnogel like all yidam shaviyam." It's any time whatever, no great minig. We make a mikkel nisker. I can ask for the mitzvah. Nothing to do with the kala. That's just something.
Well, the kala. You might have to chafen without the. You make the kala wait 6 days after.
What does that have to do with the kala? So every person say that.
No, but kala.
What about you?
Kala is no bottle beforehand.
Well, say that. But the saying is that the saying the minig is to be machmer. Well, shem shalosu there's no kshash. Bala napir also there's no kshash, right? They're totally separate. There's no kshash. And still we're saying the minig is to be machmir. The minig is to be machmir. We're not the klal and the minhagim, we've mentioned many times in the past. Minhagim are only in regular normal situations. Minhagim shasad chak, or abnormal situations, we bend minhagim. So in order to, that it shouldn't be a chubas nida, we're willing to bend a minhag, but it's not going to be the issue of chubas nida, then we're not going to bend the minig. The Bob guys are very shtak at taina. Then Maisa, when they get our kalas, they already were a nida already. We saw a lady was a nida, and then she came a nida again. You have to wait 5 days. Lady was a nida in the middle of the Zainakim. She already waited 5 days, and then she was makalko itself, and then she again. You have to wait again another 5 days. So the Nesakim say that that the only time you have to wait, Shach Chabez, only mitchilasa mitam Shach Vazera mitoich mei sfirasa yachay yom miskalko v'chaz rosa dam by kesan pesek v'siyam mitarim ani malchasiyam. It's a pasha. The Shach says that if a lady was a nida and then she started counting Zainakim, and day three she gets messed up, do you have to wait another 5 days or not? So that's the Shach, in that situation, you do not wait another 5 days, because meaning you already waited your 5 days, so therefore there is no issue anymore, because you already waited your time.
So
by Kala, she's not getting, we don't marry the girls off at 12 anymore. She's so many times in the past already, so she was Asr more than 5 days. So being that she was Asr more than 5 days, so therefore, Zakta Dagma Vavar, she came in the Cheshbin, that the only time is in the gay, She never was needed for the real. Going Basula Sharasa Pami Shaina, the first time she saw that Ashra is the Basula's Domim. Minika, Shaisa Taira, Mrs. Baila, she's Menekes. It's their second marriage, and she was nursing, and she didn't see Dam.
Rosa Dom Rishana Achacham Dachesh. I'm like, Kvar Nida, Vashachem Zor Klal. It's like, then, as Vashach Atayna, that if you already were Osir and you waited 5 days already, so it doesn't pass to, again, to wait the 5 days. So she was in Nida in her lifetime, in Nida for the last 7 years. Therefore, he says, therefore, it doesn't pass the Chumrah away in the 5 days, and therefore, passes you not have to wait. The passage do not have to wait the 5 days. Now, the reason I'm waiting 5 days is Nachamol is because we're saying that there's a Gezer Shimsha, the Shimsha, and therefore we're cautious for a prayer like this. So we mentioned a Shaila last time from the Sheva Levi, more modern day Shaila, what's going to be somebody does fertility treatments, and the Matthias says that the different ways of doing it, but you can do it not a Maisabia basis. You do it without Maisabia, just because they're all, but there are different ways of doing it. The two different Mahalka, they do it. The first way is you just shoot the Zara. That's the first way, first line of whatever, which you do it. So, because there wasn't a day in Maisabia, they took out Zara, they shot into the Yishu's body, and the question is, if she's Paletus, then is that going to say she's Zainikim? So the first shot is that what they're doing is Zainikim. Is that considered a issue of Benida? Because if you do it during the Zainikim, day five is Zainikim, and it works. Now the question is that considered Benida and is it looked to be during the Zainikim? So it doesn't look like it. So the Asher was the opinion that one should not be doing it during the Zainikim. And
the woman I was always going to think of Zainikim, and then I'll say, are you all right? Yeah,
it would work. It would work. The question is, are you allowed to do it? The Asher was the opinion. Being as she is a Nida then, therefore we therefore has a shame of Benida, and therefore you should not be doing it during the time. Ramesh, on the other hand, says the soid of Benida is the Esther Shaboy. It's not the Mitzvah that she is the Nida. The soid of Dover is the Esther. Ramesh thanks him and Truva. The soid of Dover is the Esther, the Maisabia Shaboy be Esther. That's the problem. And in as much that there is no Maisabia be Esther, therefore it would not be considered a Benida, and therefore Ramesh thanks him and Mako to do it during the time. So somebody does it during the Zainikim. Now the question.
You won't be blooded then?
No, so that's the question. So does day five of the Zainikim, let's say, and now the question is, do you have to wait to continue your Zainikim for another 4/5 days? Because being that she's being paletus the next four, in the next 72 hours, 4/5 days, do you have to go ahead and wait it now? What's he say to Shiloh? He says Shiloh is, what would be the two stars? Maybe you could say, like we saw, what do you think? I guess it would be that it wasn't a day Maisabia, so maybe there is no issue. Well, so Shevi Levi in Chelik Taskup Gemara says, he says Mustaver the after Mimachmer. He says even maybe you can start making even say these type of stories. Maybe I don't know if that would be true. Let's say you say it's a Pesach saying that would be Mitzvah. Let's say Mitzvah be Masvechas quicker. Let's say Laniach. But if that would be true, I don't know if it's true. But he says that Lamaisa we find that we're pretty Machmer. Even Loishim Shalat Hashem Shavur Gaisa. We guys about not be here, so Kol Shkein when we guys when there is a Mitzvah Paletas, even if the Paletas wasn't a different Oifin, it wasn't through a Maisabia, he says Kol Shkein we should be goes during that type of situation. Therefore, the Sheva Levi Paskin that you have to wait. If you do it IUIVF during the Zayinikim, you're gonna have to wait for day 6 and 7. Right. The Paletas is placed for 1 day. Say some more. You're gonna have to wait to be Mamshech Zayinikim until you finish the.
What?
It's IO and IV. IO is coming out. IVF. IU, I definitely collect this. IVF. I can't think about
it. Is anyone that's my team?
What?
Is anyone that's my team?
I
thought it was real when
you thought
from Shlomo Zalman.
Shlomo
Zalman's
Mako, what do you say, why?
I know, it's terrible. Yashima
was
a
mock, but Shlomo Zalman was a mock. So that's next to the IOI IVF?
No, but I don't know which one.
I guess that's what we got. It says maybe. Okay, check with Vishio. It says there's Vishio Mako.
What do you think? What do you need to wait? 1 or 5? Is it any kind of relation or are you allowed to?
Yeah, I think I would imagine most people are not going to imagine.
I can't imagine the organizations are being masculine. I know that for sure. And usually that's Kaveh, right?
How
many days imagine the niggas like a couple of days. It's fine.
3 to 5 days?
Four slash nine. Last of you will be a regular thing. The Taz brings down a Kala, he brings down a Meravi Pag, like Kala could be a smitzah, somebody have to get married, or you could count from the only 5 days, we have 4 days. Why? Logos and using some time they see on the sacred and the smashes. He says that when that grazer mastan, they're gonna have tashmas being a smashes by a Kala. Near time of kuning can damnida, right down the suf. A Kala, that which is also is not damnida. Right? The first, you have to be a Rishina. We asked her because of the Dan Basula. So it's not really Dan Nida. Leuchem and Boyim Shem Tashu, Spanish Mashes. They weren't Machem Routes, Tashu, Spanish Mashes. Alba Bemez, Nivola, Bias Mitzvah, Spanish Mashes. Near Bade, the Chishmin, like Kilo, Nivola, Leila, Acho, Isa, Spanish Mashes. I feel like Gabe Kala. Nimsus, Nivola, Kala. But my Shabbos, Tim Yachamishi. Since my Kala is after that, if I look at that Kala, when, if she person Nida, she's regular 5 days. But if she did not become Nida, she just also because of Bias Mitzvah that she worked the Basulam. So being that it's not Dam Nida, it's just Dam Basulam, we're not Choish, just Mess Dam that she had passed Spanish Mashes. And if it's by Kala, the luck is able to make on 4 days, and you don't have to be make on 5 days. Now there's a Shaila in the gate of 5 days. Let's say she was Aser already for Mitzad Halacha. For example, she had a Oynus Avest on, she had Oynus Avest, so anyhow, they were Pirish. And the question is, in that situation, is there, if there was Oynus Avest beforehand, in that situation, are we going there in that situation, you have to have another day? Or anyhow, being that she was placed beside Halacha, could you count that as one of the first days? Right, so let's first start up with Halacha. Then we'll go on to Shlav. So Mason Shuva says that...
What is it?
I guess I didn't get to the Mom campus. Where's that holding? Finish up. So then you can count that as day one of the 5 days, because being that she was also mitzad halacha, mitzad echas nida, if he says you can count that as one of the 5 days. Now, Ramesh's case is not so relevant, this thing. Let's break it down. Which case are we talking about? The also machas yom aves. Give me a case. What will be the case?
What?
They can be also alsi yom aves the full 24 hours. Short day after yom aves. So what time did you see? Let's say there's only bein. So let's start. Normal vest, you keep. Let's talk about. Normal vest, the oina which you see is Mekar Din, and there's a Chumar Vazura to do before. Let's say during the day, there's a Chumar Vazura to do during the night. Now, even though there's a Chumar Vazura, it's Betor Chumar. It's not Betor Mekar Din. You want to know certain situations, has a Chak and Malkum Serf. Here's Malkum Malkum on the Arzura. It's not like Mamas Hasser fest. Some people make a shot. Some people want to say we have to keep our Zoom again. Then Chazanish wrote, they know you have to change it. You have to write it safer. It's a chumra for Bnei Torah. That was lashon of Chazanish. And our Zura is Betor Chumra. So, on a regular, so bad some of the day, you want to be Machav Vela Zura. So, Kipshuta, if you would be making a Shasad Chak, it's hard to say that that's a Zman which was Aser Fest. And therefore, you count as day one. Because a nice Mokhut Sayyid, it would be Mekal. So it's not a Zman which I couldn't have Tashmas. I think maybe it was Shasach HaGol, Tzor, it would be Mokhut Mokhut. So therefore, in regular that case, you would not be able to count it. Where were Yasmin Ageya?
She's
also. Well? She's also. She's also. She's That's not so common, I hope, okay? The regular case would be Oinabainis. So Oinabainis.
Why
does your mission pull the has to swing for hours? Why can't just be one on one?
Because one, you know, because which one do you want to do it, right? Because I was mutter that day, so I can't count as day one. I could do tashas.
No, Aina was during the day.
Yeah, that's so ends in the day. So I had tashas at night. So then.
Well, not even. She had her E at night. So did she start counting?
Oh, the night before.
Maybe she had tashas.
So let's go slash.
Doesn't matter. She had tashas.
Why?
Like plug.
What?
She had a night, I know, the next day she had a Ria. In the morning. By,
everything starts when she has the Ria.
By Lice.
What do you say? One more time. No. Let's start with day.
She has an Aina during the day, and she has her E at night. Could she start from the Aina during the day before, and the day before was day one, or does she have to start at night, which and the night is day one?
So being that day, every single time, let's say, I saw a night. So why don't we say, what? Why don't I count and say that would mean? So I already was Usher during the day.
What are we also doing today? When was the best
day?
Yeah, so at night.
Before.
What?
The day before.
The day before.
The day before. What?
Let's say Sunday night.
I think there's something like this. So the chat is that to say that now that being that I can have passion in these 12 hours, so you can't, you're not going to count it as day one because that's dumb. Just like it goes in the battle map here, where's the Lishimsha to Shimsha. So Mastama, we say the same thing. If you have a full 24 hours, a full day, so maybe in that situation, we could already count it as day one. That's what these other shadows mean. I was like, that could be so negaya. We said before, most cases, we just keep it with Torah. I don't mind, the only case of maybe being a gay is on day 30. On day 30, there people are more machmer, copy the place, not just a regular din of the regular din of Zerua. At the place, he holds the Seda in the Benis is a lady, Stam lady sees it. What's the Seda in the Benis? Stam lady sees 30 days. That's the Seda. That's the Seda in the Benis. A Stam lady sees every 30 days. That's the site of Ayin Abenis. Now, what does it mean every 30 days? So the place says it means 30 days, a whole 24-hour period. It doesn't mean that Ayin. If the place says Ayin Abenis is a full 24 hours, that's supposed to mean 12 hours. Not everyone agrees to the place, but there are people who take a look at the place in much more maker then. They wouldn't be making Makom Tzarech. So the case where it could be, if you go to place in Mashem Morka Din, you won't be making Makom Tzarech. That's where it could, yes, be Negei. The only thing is, so now, when did she see? When you wanted to see?
Right
after me, when?
Finish
Moshe. So let's see, she saw Benish Moshe. We said, anyhow, Benish Moshe, we're making. We said, anyhow, Benish Moshe, we said, we're making, call things on topic. So let's say it's at night already, 10 minutes into the night. But she could attach me then.
Yeah, she could
have attached me then. Okay, now, this is only, so that's, the only case in the case is if you hold the Kavis Das. Also, what? The only case, what?
She's in Dominica yet, she's still
lost. Why didn't she do a Petika yet? Tell her to do a Petika right now. So therefore, the only thing is Negea, if you also hold the 30 and 31, make it then, so that's so 100% relevant in so many cases. What? It's the same thing. So when does she see?
5 minutes before Yom Kippur is over.
So anyhow, it's that day one. So during the Yule, fine. Anyhow, it's day one. So the way it's Negea is, if I have Yom Kippur, and then I have the Oina, that provides the way I have Negea. That's maybe the Negea. Yeah, that's the only case. That's the only scenario where she saw at night. Right, she saw at night. That's Cheshmer. She saw at night, and you go to places 24 hours. Then you're going to have the 31 is the Yom HaChodesh because of the Chaser. And then you saw at night. And it's going to be also. Yeah, that can be the case. Okay, right. Fine. Okay, that case is a good case. You know, see, I saw day 30. 31 is Yom HaChodesh, not just the Chavis Das. 31 is Yom HaChodesh. You have a night Ria. So if you go with the place, you have a full 24 hours. And then you have a night Ria.
Or Martin Kippur's best.
Let's put it. So, okay, so in that case, Anachanami. So in that situation, we have to count. You have to count. You mutter technically in Tashmish. Another 20 minutes. So it's not. You mutter then. That's the regular Lishim Sotah Shibsa. So in that case, the Maisa.
What about a summary statement? And the Rav tells them not to have Tashmish, but they're not telling. For 3 days.
Okay, so that's okay. Wait, so that case again. So we know we went about that case. Okay. But he has somebody staining. So when he gets staining, is the hira is that, like mentioned in the past, when a person staining, even though if it's less than a shear, you're technically not usher, but you should not have tashish meat at that point. Why? Rashi Shavu says that if you do a shleibish as vesta, and the isha shleibish as vesta, and she was pyrus neither b'amsa, your anus, why? Because how can you have known she's going to see? It's like the chaz nishbi, can't be a fool. You're staining, you can't say, oh, how do I know she's coming? And either, if you know, it's mukubal that you should not have tashish at the point when a person is staining till it stops staining. So let's say you're in that point where you got a psak that you should not conscious in that point. So there also, it's, you know, it's a teva which makes sense. Let's say you had tashmish then and it worked out. You didn't have any, it wasn't, she wasn't a paris neither. So you weren't over issa. It was just a common sense thing to do. You don't, let's say you walk across the street and with your eyes, you walk across the street with your eyes closed. You don't look if there are any cars there, so you made it through. So you did something stupid, but you didn't get killed. So also, you don't know, if you're attaching that at a point, maybe you're a nah, you did something stupid, you're taking a risk, but you didn't get killed there. So it's hard to say that you could count that when you did something, because being that mitzad straight up, whatever, it's not a hisser at that time. I'm thinking, on the vest, keep shooting, on the vest is ba'atzim, a hisser. Somebody was, the... Also, Balachim Kipshutai also says, a lady.
What about a Badika that's a Shaila? Mitzad Halacha, Badika that's a Shaila, you have to be Pirish.
So, the game Badika is a Halacha, you have to be Pirish, so.
We stop it, and then it comes out that it was okay.
So, it's like this. So, if a taka was Aser, I mean, that for sure is day one. If.
Why did you do
that? What do I say? Because it was day. It was Yom Ives. So because if a lady did a bedika, so being that when you did a bedika mitzad now, it's a suffix, at machmer. If you have a bedika, you're not sure what the halacha is. So if you did a regular suffix, you have to be machmer. You have to be machmer. Even if you have a kesem, also you have to be machmer. It's not a certain idea. And therefore, you have to go ahead and be machmer. So shayla is, if a lady did a bedika and you didn't bring it to the rav, if you bring it afterwards, if you don't bring it, then say, you know, they want for sure. You never borrowed the suffix, or it was suffix, and it was also, then definitely everyone agrees that you can count as day one, because you never borrowed the suffix, was usher, and whatever. It isn't needed if you brought it, and then you found out that you it was a toyus, end up, so you didn't know, had a certain idea. Now, hasn't borrowed a certain idea, so come out the whole thing was just a toyus, so then, I think it says that the mice in that case, what?
The mice are still awesome until they found out.
You thought you were sir. Let's say I think that I think Nitl Nachin I'll have Tashmas, right? Whatever. Now my chassan teacher was Chassidish told Nitl Nach is like, you know, you bring down who knows what on Nitl Nach. And then you know you find out that was a mistake. Well, they did. I'm saying it wasn't. I didn't mistake. I mean, like a mistake in your world, it's a mistake. I'm saying it looks from out of it. Not a mistake. It's not something which you should be knowing if you don't stop from that. So then, it's just something. It would. So if you if you're talking about a suffix, then
she really needs to make
call. That if you even if you're married, then okay, we're going too long. Let's stop over here.